71 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guests today are Lawrence Winters and Dina Greenberg. Lawrence Winters is a Vietnam combat veteran and an author. His first book is The Making and Unmaking of a Marine, One Man's Struggle for Forgiveness. His second book is Brother Keeper. Dina is a writer and a facilitator of narrative workshops. And the two of them are getting together, and they're holding a two-day workshop this weekend at the Cameron Art Museum. Thanks for being here.
Yes, Gina, thank you.
And you can find out about this workshop at CameronArtMuseum.org. Dina, I'd like to start with you. Tell us about this workshop that's happening at the Cameron Art Museum.
Yes. Stories We Carry is a workshop that my colleague Larry Winters and I conceived based upon Tim O'Brien's book, The Things We Carried. And the concept is that everyone, whether veteran or civilian, carries a very important and authentic story. And we wanted to create a safe and sacred space for them to share these stories. And in many ways, there's a benefit on both sides.
So if for this workshop, people will be invited to share their stories, and will they be writing?
Correct. Yes, we're going to be using various art forms. We're going to be using music, and we are also going to be throwing out writing prompts, and our participants are going to be able to have an opportunity to write and also to share their stories once they've written.
Now, Larry, I know that you have written down some of your thoughts as a writer. I know that's the way you probably work out a lot of your thinking, is through writing. I thought this was very, very interesting, the relationship between civilians and soldiers.
Yeah, thank you, Gina. I've had a lot of experience with working with veterans and civilians. I was involved in an organization called Intersections International, and we created something called the Veteran-Civilian Dialogue and did over 60 events. And so much of my thinking comes from that experience. And I wrote this down because usually I'm struggling to figure out what I want to say, so I put this down this morning. Veterans hold moral information about war. Civilians need to understand if they are interested in the consequences and after effects of war on their soldiers and themselves, their economy, and their moral futures. Civilians carry the healing of our returning soldiers. I'm not talking about yellow ribbons and parades. Veterans are surrounded by civilians when they return from the battlefields. Family are civilians, workplace, community, all civilians.
Wow. So this relationship between the soldier and the civilian is really being approached, I'd say, a way that I haven't heard about. I haven't heard folks focus on before.
Let me just finish it. I thought I was done, but let me say a little bit more about it. It's been my opinion that civilians need the support and education on how to reconnect with their veterans more than the veterans do. We have so many veterans organizations that are supporting veterans and none that are supporting civilians and learning how to reconnect with veterans. The after effects of war involves all of us. Veterans carry a truth that the news and politicians do not communicate in the public. The truth is about the moral ramifications of war and what it does to all of this country when it's kept hidden.
This topic, talking about reconnecting civilians and soldiers after wartime and how to approach it from both sides, the soldier side and the civilian side, not that they're on opposite sides, but just from those different perspectives. Mm-hmm. How did this come to you as a topic?
I was invited to speak on Veterans Day down and on Fifth Avenue at this place called Intersections. And I basically said, I believe that civilians carry my healing.
Why do you believe that?
Because my desire as a combat veteran when I came home was to reconnect with the community that I left. Mm-hmm. And what I'd found in the military is that I became compartmentalized as a military veteran who had a whole series of roles that I could play. in that milieu, but at home, none of those roles were acceptable or understood. That continues right. to go on today.
So do you see this as a possibly being connected to PTSD going on now, as it did then?
Yeah, I think PTSD is the major factors in it. Since I'm a psychotherapist and I worked in a psych hospital for 25 years, I see it as a major part, morality as a major part of PTSD. And it's not something that's looked at in the mental health system. We don't pay attention to it. Our churches don't deal with it.
Mm. For this workshop, you would like to have, I would imagine, civilians and veterans.
Correct. That was the concept for the program. The very beginning, the seed idea was to bring together both groups, because we're all connecting. We all need to make that connection and tell that story. And the idea of creating the narrative is that it can go across both groups of people.
Mm. We only have a minute left. Can you please share your thoughts, Larry, about the importance of story, the value?
Yeah, story can be a bridge between a veteran's war experience and a civilian's war inexperience. Story is often a form of art with an emphasis on expression, meaning, beauty, pathos, and audience awareness are all needed in a good story. For us all, vets and civilians, story is the oldest form of public communication and education. Story carries more emotion than the expression of nonfiction's facts and figures or a news broadcast. Story touches soul, if crafted well.
Stories we carry at the Cameron Art Museum. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.